Snowboarders have a new set of heroes who are not American. Last night at the snowboard halfpipe event in Sochi, not a single member of Team USA was on the podium. The winners were Swiss and Japanese. Maybe the biggest disappointment was the fourth place finish by Shaun White. He's the American who for years has been the focal point of snowboarding's rise in popularity. NPR's Robert Smith was there and tells us what it means for the sport.
Snowboarding grew up a little bit last night, which might seem like an odd thing to say since a 15-year-old took the silver. But I mean the sport itself matured a little. There was Shaun White, now without his glowing mane of red hair, looking very much like a tired grown-up. Accepting that sometimes you don't get what you want.
I'm happy to take this for what it is and move on and continue to ride and, you know, put my best foot forward.
Like any relatively young sport, snowboarding has been dominated by the people who invented it, who popularized it. Americans. It's like a startup business run by the same people who thought up all the original ideas. But last night, the rest of the world staged a hostile takeover. Balancing himself at the top of the halfpipe, Shaun White had set himself up for either glory or devastation. He had pulled out of his other sport at the Olympics. He had one shot at gold, a gold, by the way, that would be his third consecutive gold. He had won the qualifier, so he got to ride last. This is all standard Shaun White bravado. Except he used to nail these moments. Listen to the crowd as Shaun White fell on his first run. And then landed hard on the edge of the halfpipe. Yeah, this is how you have to do instant replay on the radio. But it does tell you something, because for all the technological scoring on halfpipe, points for style, points for difficulty, you can just hear a winner by listening to the crowd's amazement. Now here's the Swiss snowboarder, Yuri Podlachikov, known as iPod, as he goes into a trick he calls the YOLO flip. That's a double cork 1440, a new move that he has barely perfected. That is also the sound of a Russian crowd realizing that a man born in Russia, living in Switzerland, has just captured the gold in a traditionally American sport. And he made it look easy.
It felt like it all was meant to be. It was like really weird. And that I'm throwing down my hardest tricks with ease. It was like, there's no word for that.
That from a man who took questions afterwards in Russian, English, German, and Dutch. It is now that time in snowboarding that every sport eventually faces. The early champions move on, and the little kids from around the world who were watching closely the whole time start to take over. The silver finisher, Ayumu Hirano, is 15. He can't remember an Olympics without Shaun White. And now we beat him easily. iPod says you cannot make too much of this rivalry of the passing of the torch. He says that Shaun was, still is, actually, an innovator. He pushed everyone else to be more creative.
Some other people, I'm like, I don't want them to win. And with me and Shaun, it's like we want each other to win because we are trying things, you know, differently. And feels kind of unique sometimes.
iPod is a classy guy, but just like you can hear the difference when you listen to their runs, you can hear the difference in their voices. Now here's the sound of Shaun White, a man who's moving into a different phase of life.
I'm a bit older now, and I know where I need to improve, and I know, you know, where to go from here.
He says he'll take a break from snowboarding, play with his band, refocus. Now listen to the sound of Yuri Podlachikov's voice. Listen to iPod.
YOLO flip! YOLO flip means you only live once. Means you guys have to party with me now.
And in case you didn't get the invite, this time the party is not in the United States. Robert Smith, NPR News, Sochi.